Hare Krishna. We can never undo, but we can always rebuild. There is a grim finality to every moment of life. Once a moment has passed, it has passed forever. Once an action has been done, it has been done irreversibly. Once a word has been spoken, once the arrow of that word has been discharged from our lips, that word cannot be withdrawn, that arrow cannot be put back into the quiver. It will go to its target and it will hurt others. So, this grim finality implies that we cannot undo our actions. Sometimes we may do something wrong and it may not have some cross consequences. So, for example, we may do something immoral and nobody may catch us. But even at that time, the wrong action that we have done creates an impression in our consciousness, and that impression is going to stay etched in our consciousness. So that impression is going to be there. Now, when we understand this irreversibility to life, then it makes us very sober. It makes us realize that we have to think deeply and act carefully. Not just think superficially and act frivolously. Oh, and it may, but if taken to too much of an extreme, this contemplation on the irreversibility of events may make us very pessimistic. However, that is not required, because though we cannot undo the past, we can always rebuild. We can counter what has been done, counter the effects of what has been done. So, for example, now if suppose somebody is building a building, and somehow somebody leaves a fire on in the building, and some lighted candle or some matchstick or some cigarette butt somebody leaves over there, and the building catches fire. Now, when the building catches fire, that cannot be undone. The part of the building that is raised, but still, that does not have to mean permanent pessimism. We can still rebuild. And similarly, you know, we can rebuild our moral and spiritual integrity also. So, whatever wrong things we have done, they will have their consequences. But that doesn't mean that we have to be crushed forever by their consequences. We can rise again, and we can rebuild our moral and spiritual integrity. And wonderfully for us, in the process of bhakti, our spiritual assets are indestructible. So that means if we practice bhakti and cultivate some attraction for Krishna, then even if we do some anti-devotional things, we indulge in sinful activities, that attraction to Krishna is not destroyed. It is just covered by certain impressions, by the impressions and conditions that we have acquired because of our recent indulgences. But, and of course, this covering can go on for so long that we may not even return to Krishna in this lifetime. But in the future lifetime, we will surely be attracted to Krishna again. That attraction to Krishna which we have cultivated it will bring us back to him. The Bhagavad Gita says, Purva Pyasena Tenaiva Riyate Yavashopisa Jigyasurapi Yogasya Shabda Brahmati Vartate. So, in Bhagavad Gita 6.44, Krishna says, 43, 44, 45, actually from 41 onwards, Krishna describing how if somebody gets deviated, then how that person can return back to him. So he says, Purva Abhyasena, because of one's past practice, that person becomes attractive to, helplessly, avashya, helplessly that person becomes attracted to Krishna. And that person starts coming towards Krishna, starts seeking spiritual principles. Now, so the wonderful thing in bhakti is that we don't just rebuild, actually we continue to build. What has been built is still there. And we continue, we build further. But what happens, although what we have built is there, we forget that we have built it. So it's like some smog of illusion covers up the edifice of devotion that we have built in our heart. And we are just not aware of it. But somehow, if we can come in contact with Krishna through his devotees, through any of his manifestations, then that contact pulls us. And then gradually the smog of devotion, smog of illusion dissipates. And then we see, oh, this edifice is still there. That past attraction towards Krishna is still there. And that's why some devotees may come to Krishna and suddenly manifest very great attraction to Krishna. The attraction is there because they are already quite close to, they already cultivated some attraction in their previous lives. But that does not mean that everything is smooth sailing for them. Because then Krishna says that even after that they have to continue to build. Prayatna yatamanastu yogi samshuddha kilvishah aneka janma samsiddhastato yati paramgatim. So prayatnad yatamanastu, prayatnad, by endeavoring, yatamanastu, with renunciation, one tries to practice determinately. Yogi samshuddha kilvishah, yogi samshuddha, yogi is purified, systematically purified. Kilvishah, completely pure, samshuddha kilvishah, of kilvishah, impurities. Aneka janma samsiddhas, aneka janma, in this way many lifetimes take place, samsiddhas, perfect, properly perfected, tatoyati parangatim, and that person attains the supreme destination. So here there are two factors. Riyate yavashopi sa, Krishna is saying that helplessly one is attracted. But even after that, one has to prayatna, one has to endeavor. Why? Because although at one level the attraction to Krishna is there, which pulls one towards Krishna, but at the same time, because of one's past intelligences, there is also the attraction towards sense objects. And one has to endeavor to overcome that attraction. And that is often a laborious effort. It is arduous, tiring effort. And that's why prayatna, it requires endeavor. And it may even require endeavor to the extent of aneka janma samsiddhas. It may require many lifetimes to overcome those, to get rid of those impurities. So rather than trying to do something which undoes what we have done, that means rather than falling away and creating impressions, we can try to practice bhakti determinedly. And just keep building, and keep moving onwards towards Krishna. So, that is the best. But if somehow, so that means, if we remember the irreversibility of the impressions that are going to come upon us when we succumb to temptations, then we can get the determination to, by remembering, I cannot undo these things. But somehow, if we do some things which create impressions, at that time we shouldn't become discouraged. So, we can stay encouraged by remembering, I can still rebuild. I can still keep moving forwards in my relationship with Krishna. And ultimately, we will attain Krishna by this. So both ways, this knowledge that we cannot redo, we cannot undo, can make us cautious in avoiding slips and falls. And we can always rebuild, can make us optimistic, can make us enthusiastic, energized, so that we are always moving forward in our spiritual life, no matter what discouragements we may face in our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.